Now, as they went on their way, he entered a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks, so she came to him and asked, "Lord, do you not care that my sister's left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her." I apologize, I seem to be a little distracted today, like Martha. I invite you all to an open discussion we're having downstairs in our lounge in the air conditioning about our future, about our church, and people that don't normally sit together in one room. You're all invited to join us. We're going to do it next week at 9 a.m. if you'd like to join us for that. There's a lot going on today in worship, a lot going on in our lives, a lot to be distracted about. We come to the story of Martha and Mary, two sides of a coin, per se, and I will get back to that, why I say that. Two different personalities that come shining through, even in this little short story. Martha, we have a perception of her as a doer, a servant personality, which is, of course, good, right? Last week in our story, The Good Samaritan, Jesus ends the story by saying, "Go and do likewise. Go and do likewise. Help like the Samaritan did." Here's Martha doing the chores of the household. Like so many of us, we are comfortable in this role. We are. We are doers. We like to do things with our hands. We like to be in the background. We like to get things done. Martha, in many ways, is a model. She does what's expected of her. Expected in the society, in ancient society, women were expected to be the hostess in the household. So she chides Mary, who is not doing what is expected of her in the culture of the time. More than that, what is obvious for most of us, if we had someone over our house, wouldn't we do all we can and be a good host or hostess to them to make sure they were comfortable and had what they needed? Fixed the food, poured the wine for them. Yes, we would. Yet, she is the one being chided by Jesus. Interesting. Interesting. Contrast that with Mary. Now, Mary, in my mind, has always, doesn't say this, but in my mind, it seems as if she is the younger child, the younger sibling. She's the one who's the dreamer, the starry-eyed person. She sits listening to Jesus at his feet, talk and teach. Doesn't say what exactly they were talking about. Presumably, it was something that was deep and theological of nature. Maybe Jesus was pouring out, going over the scriptures with her. But at any rate, she was not being a good host. She was not doing what was expected of her in the house. Culturally, males were the ones who were the disciples, the ones that sat at the teacher's feet and learned so that they could become teachers one day as well. But here it is, a woman doing so. Causes one to raise one's eyebrows, certainly. Yet she is the one being praised by Jesus, saying that she has chosen the better part. What happened, Jesus, to the go and do likewise? Go and be good servants. Maybe there is more here than meets the eye that is going on. Martha is distracted, they say. Not just doing what she's supposed to be doing and being a good hostess, but distracted by her many tasks. Maybe she is missing out on something important being said in the living room while she's in the kitchen. Mary, in contrast, is paying attention to what Jesus deems as important at that moment. So, a message could be for us to stop, smell the roses, take 5 minutes into your day with your distractions, and breathe and pause, reflect, pray, focus, pay attention to the things in life that God is trying to get our attention with. Donald Tucker lived a very active life. I commented yesterday that he lived life to its fullest. Did so many things. Was a diver, ice fishing, skier. Kind of puts me to shame. I feel lazy. He lived life to its fullest. We only live once, folks. Why not? Stop and smell the roses. Why not pause and reflect? Why not sit at the Lord's feet and do what is the greater work? Not that doing the dishes is unimportant. Not that being a gracious host and being hospitable is not part of the Bible message. Mary exemplifies this. Not just in this story, but if you flip forward to the next gospel, in the Gospel of John, John chapter 12, after the Lazarus raising. Mary, it says, brings perfume, expensive perfume, douses Jesus' feet with it. And then what does Judas say, who happens to be sitting there in the same room? Jesus, that could have been sold and purchased, and how many poor could have been helped out with that? It was like a whole year's salary, supposedly, for this expensive perfume to pour on Jesus' feet. Why? Well, Jesus rebukes Judas. Yeah, that could have been purchased to do a lot of good in the world, to help poor people, to help those who didn't have much to eat. But he says there will always be poor people, and you can help them whenever you can, but you will not always have me. Jesus always seems to have a comeback, doesn't he? She recognized what was right in front of her, Jesus. So she acted. The dishes could wait. She seemed to be uniquely able to sort of do this, to pick up on this when everyone else was focusing on details. When the disciples were worried about, what are they going to do to us when you go to Jerusalem, Jesus? Worried, distracted, Mary sees through it all to get to what's really important at that moment, to see the big picture. Mary, Martha, two sides of life. Martha, the mature one, the practical one, the responsible one, the hard worker. Mary, perhaps the starry-eyed dreamer, absent-minded, distracted by deep, weighty issues, yet Jesus turns it around. Ironic, isn't it? Just as he did last week in the story of the Good Samaritan, when Jesus points to the Samaritan as the one who is the model. Here it's Mary who is the one that's the model, the unexpected one who was doing something culturally different. In reality, we need both sides of this human tendency to survive and to thrive as a society. Both things are holy and sacred to do and to sit and listen and to learn. We can't exist without the other. We would fall apart without the detail-oriented people, wouldn't we? Those that pay the bills, that look at the ledgers, that do the so-called boring work. But we also must encourage the artist among us, those people who think and dream, the ideas that come from people, the dreamers. Well, where did these two people end up, these two characters? We know about Mary and the perfume incident in John chapter 12. In John chapter 11, though, Martha is the first to come to Jesus when Jesus, of course, shows up late. Lazarus is already dead, their brother, 4 days in the grave, and says, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." Now, it takes boldness to criticize Jesus, right? The teacher, the Lord and Savior. Yet, it also shows a lot of faith because it shows a faith in Jesus' power to do something about it. Further, she goes on. She has the greatest faith statement from any disciple, male or female, pre-resurrection, mind you, pre-resurrection. She says that he will be raised again in the last days. And that she knows this and trusts this. And that she believes in Jesus, that he has the ways of life. Not Peter, not John, Andrew, anyone has such a statement. John 11, 21 through 27. She must have been listening from the kitchen, or there must have been some other scene or incident or story, or she must have learned her lesson to take in the greater parts. She must have paused somewhere between then, that incident in the house, and when Lazarus was raised and heard Jesus, that he is life and has the power to raise her brother. So let us learn from our two-star disciples to never fail to do what we're supposed to do, yes, to do what's expected of us, to do what we're called to do as disciples, but not get too distracted in all the minutiae and the details of life, of running the church, whatever it is, to lose sight of what is most important in life. To not be afraid to once in a while disregard it all, except for God's word and what the gospel requires of us. The dishes will always be there and they can wait. Let us sing in praise of the good news today.